a teacher from Sri Ramanashramam. The following letter was sent by the president of Sri Ramanashramam in February 2004 to the Sivananda Yoga Center in Austria. A Swami from the center wrote requesting that a teacher in the lineage of Sri Ramana Maharshi be sent to Austria for conducting classes at their scheduled retreat. Thank you for your kind letter and request. Sri Swami Sivananda Maharaj was a powerful instrument in the hands of the divine and seekers of truth, and are still benefiting from his dynamic life and teachings. We are happy to read about the work you are doing at the Sivananda Yoga Retreat House in Austria. We are also gratified to read that you wish to introduce the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi into your retreat program. We find that his simple, direct path to self-realization is reaching a greater number of sincere seekers throughout the world. This is happening mostly in subtle and silent ways, which is quintessential to the message of Sri Maharshi. We are pleased to note in your letter that on your India yatras, you sometimes make Thiruvannamalai one of your destinations. You may have noticed that the presence of the Maharishi is still palpably felt within his ashrama, and the towering presence of Arunachala penetrates the pure hearts of those aspirants seeking the omniscient beatitude in the depths of their hearts. The Maharishi sang hymns in praise of Arunachala. In his 8 stanzas to Arunachala, he declares, "Who is the seer? When I sought within, I watched the disappearance of the seer and what survived him. No thought of I saw arose. How then could the thought I did not see arise? Who has the power to convey this in word, when even thou, appearing as Dakshinamurti, couldst do so in ancient days by silence, only to convey by silence thy transcendent state? Thou standest as a hill shining from heaven to earth." These words of the Maharishi exemplified his ultimate message and means of teaching it, seeking within in silence while invoking the grace and guidance of Arunachala Ramana. That is what he bade all his devotees and disciples to do. And sincere seekers continue to do that even now and discover in the depths of their hearts the everlasting truth, total freedom and bliss. Therefore, Sri Ramanashramam never envisaged sending out teachers or lecturers to expound Sri Bhagavan's teachings. We have found that his teachings and the influence of his personality continue to reach those earnest seekers whose destinies are somehow linked to him. And the lineage of the Maharishi is available to all who turn within and abide as the Self. It is the same eternal lineage that underlies all manifestation, the core and heart of all creation, the one eternal being available now as it has always been. The Maharishi did not create a lineage. He only embodied its everlasting truth, and by his continual abidance in it, taught others how to experience it. One practical suggestion: you or any other qualified Swamiji there should take up the study of the Maharishi's life and teachings, especially his small work Upadesasaram. You can easily understand the essence of the Maharishi's teaching from these 30 verses and pass it on to your guests and friends during your retreat. If you like, we can send you a video on Sri Ramana Maharishi's life and teachings to show to your guests. Sincere as you are, you can do very well on your own to understand and pass on the message of the silent sage of Arunachala. With our deep respect for your work and our warmest regards to all devotees of the Eternal Self in your center. Yours in Bhagwan, V.S. Ramanan, President.